This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, This is Your Brain During a Pandemic. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. There's this special place our brains take us sometimes where we lose ourselves. The words are flowing right from your brain to your keyboard. Maybe you're creating a song, an equation, a painting. You're in the zone, or you've achieved flow. What is flow, and how do you reach it? Reporter Jad Slaman looked into it.
What happens in our brains when we're in that flow state, that absolute laser focus? Belgian neuroscientist Guy Charron wanted to find out, and his experiment started with a man on a tightrope.
For a tightrope, it's very clear. If you do a mistake, you fall.
There's a video. You can see the walker set up on one end of this cable set up in a town square, maybe 30 feet off the ground. He's wearing all white except for this red and black cap over his head with all these wires coming out of it. It's an EEG, measuring his brain electricity. The performance was perfect, one foot following the other, eyes forward, balance pole held firm, until about the halfway point. For some reason, the line attached to the walker's safety harness snagged, stopped him in his tracks.
And he needed to go backward and to sit on the cable and to solve the problem. We are lucky.
Guy calls this little snag lucky because of how it showed up in the brain scan data. To anyone watching the performance, before and after the hitch, it didn't seem to change at all.
Because he stayed in equilibrium, no problem. He worked at the same velocity, with the same timing. At each time he made a foot forward, and no problem.
But the EEG brain scan told a different story.
After he meets some difficulties with the carabiner, which remained blocker, this induced a stress at this moment. And after this moment, it is a little bit preoccupied by the rest of the performance.
While his feet kept landing in the right place, the walker's headspace was all wrong. He had been pulled out of the flow state. And this gave Guy some information on where flow lives in the brain.
It's linked to different area in the brain, which are activated at this time. And this loop, this network we are discovered, arrive only when you arrive just close to the flow state.
His research is probably the most cutting edge looking at flow today. Definitely the closest to measuring flow within the body. But folks have been chasing the flow state in some way or another for a long time.
Arguably, people have been experiencing and chasing flow states since, the beginning of time in certain respects, even old ancient spiritual texts.
That's Ryan Doris. He's an executive at the Flow Research Collective in California. They partner with universities and businesses, do a lot of flow state consulting and training. There's blurbs of praise from the likes of Bill Clinton and Elon Musk on their website. Ryan tells me the term flow state was coined only in the 70s by Hungarian-American psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Mihaly had actually been studying something closer to happiness. Basically, he'd look at a vast, varied pool of people.
From Navajo sheep farmers to factory workers to musicians.
And he'd ask these people, what were the moments where they felt at their best? A common thread was the same weird state of timeless immersion in some task.
They all found themselves achieving this state where things felt, quote-unquote, flowy, where time dilates, action and awareness merge, concentration goes through the roof, you become totally and utterly absorbed in what it is that you're doing, and the experience feels literally flowy.
Mihaly found a correlation between overall life satisfaction and time spent in flow states. More recent research has shown positive effects on mood and cognition up to 3 days after a flow state. The Flow Research Collective is trying to essentially bottle flow, commodify it in large part for execs and entrepreneurs, make it closer to something you can induce on command. Though, don't expect to be able to actually, buy a bottle of flow.
A lot of people ask about, is Adderall the same as a flow state? Is taking some kind of stimulant like that does massively heighten focus and increase attentional capacities, is that the same as a flow state?
No, apparently you get the focus of a flow state, but you miss out on the creativity of one. There's a kind of disinhibition in flow states that allows for more wild thinking.
So your normal sense of self, your sense of I, your sense of you being the one doing something has gone offline, and other elements of the brain are more active.
Maybe unsurprisingly, folks have also looked as well to psychedelics for a chemical flow state, psilocybin, LSD. Ryan says it's a maybe, but we don't know enough. Our understanding of the neurochemistry of flow is kind of like a half-written recipe. Ryan says researchers know some of the ingredients.
For example, dopamine is associated with creativity in different respects, and creativity heightens during a flow state. Serotonin is obviously associated with positive mood and positive affect, which also obviously increases in a flow state.
So does norepinephrine.
Norepinephrine is a focusing mechanism. It drives attention into the now.
But Ryan says no one knows the stack, which comes first, which comes last, and why, how they cascade through the brain. So there's the brain chemistry. But Ryan mainly focuses on psychological and physical triggers that could take us to flow. He says there's 22 of them.
These are preconditions for flow that need to be achieved in order for you to get into a flow state.
For example, focusing on narrow, well-defined goals. Think, play these 3 bars of music, not play this entire sonata. And the next is what he calls the challenge skills balance.
So to put it more simply, if the challenge level of a certain task slightly outstrips your current skill set, you're more likely to be able to get into flow.
Start practicing a sonata that's just slightly more complicated than the last one you mastered. Ryan wants to bring flow into the workplace, so I give him a hard challenge. How can you make a data entry job flowy?
Let's say it's boring as hell, and time is, a day feels like a week or an eternity.
His words, not mine, data entry specialists.
Maybe with data entry, if the challenge level is always so low that the job is just so painfully boring, it's going to be pretty damn hard for you to drive yourself into flow. What you could do is you could artificially induce a deadline on yourself.
Like say, I'm going to shred these 50 Excel rows in under 5 minutes. Time me. It's one strategy. And it's not like data entry is ever going to be as flowy as, say, snowboarding. Ryan and his team are chasing the flow state from the outside in, trying to create conditions at the workplace that make flow possible. Guy Charon, the neuroscientist back in Belgium, he's doing the opposite. Change what's in your head to get to flow.
The flow is not a beatitude. Eh? It's not like a yoga attitude or wellness. No, it's linked to action. What we need is a motor activity.
Physical movement.
The first condition of the emergency of flow is a perfect movement, perfect EMG pattern.
When you measure electricity in the brain with an EEG and electricity in the muscle with an EMG, you see a perfect synchronicity before flow. The muscle does exactly what the brain tells it to. This could be the perfect keystroke on your computer, the perfect tennis serve, the perfect pull on a sewing needle. This gets you moving toward the flow state.
But the reverse is not true. It's not possible to go in flow with a bad movement. It's impossible.
Think back to our tightrope walker. After his cable snagged, his movements were still perfect. He was a pro, he didn't fall, but his headspace was all wrong. He was second-guessing, self-conscious.
Be thinking about what you are doing. Some stupid feedback inside of your brain, you know.
So Guy is trying to develop tools to help people track flow and get into the right mental state for flow.
You do BCI, brain computing interface.
BCI. The technology has been around for about a decade. A BCI rig measures the electrical activity in a user's brain and marries it to a computer display in real time. If Guy's measurements of flow get precise enough, he can one day have a computer guide a user to the flow mindset, showing him warmer, or colder, depending on how they're thinking.
You must know what is your brain when you are in the flow. And then the computer knows that, and it can indicate to you where you are.
So you could be doing perfect moves, tennis serves, kick flips, whatever, but the computer keeps showing you colder. That's a sign to change your thinking, which, yeah, that's probably going to take some practice too. There's a great deal of science chasing flow. But neuroscientist Heather Berlin tells me we can also flow without all that. She found her flow in painting.
In college, I was pre-med and taking all these sciences, but then I was like a fine arts minor and would just like paint at night. And it was good for my science. Like being able to get into those flow states, I could think more creatively about the kind of data, you know, that I was looking at.
And she studied flow for years.
So I quote the eminent philosopher Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, with you have to lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Eminem and his hit Lose Yourself. She says we can learn a lot from this song.
And I think he perfectly describes that getting lost in that state.
She says if you want to flow, chase that. Figure out what you can get lost in.
Maybe for someone it's knitting or, you know, going just for a walk in nature. And whatever that thing is, you know, make time in your day, allow time in your day to go there and to like allow your mind to be free.
For The Pulse, I'm Jad Slaman.